New reporting from Politico shows that Pete Hegseth is getting shunned by the Trump administration at key moments. Tommy Vitor posted on this beautiful Thanksgiving, Politico describes Pete Hegseth as a partisan hack who doesn't understand policy and has been cucked by his subordinate. Well, we're going to read the Politico article in question because it describes a Pete Hegseth who was getting the short end of the stick time and time again, who was getting quite literally cucked in foreign policy situations as people beneath him, his subordinates, go and advise Donald Trump in closed-door meetings, and Pete Hegseth is left outside in the cuck chair, not able to participate in the foreign policy discussions that are going on, despite him being the Secretary of Defense, or the Secretary of War, if you want to call it that. It's quite ironic that they named it the Department of War because they're trying to make it more masculine. Meanwhile, Pete Hegseth is the victim of foreign policy cucking. Okay, enough of that. We're going to dig into this political article in just one second, but I overall want to paint a broader picture of an America that is rapidly losing respect on the global stage in multiple arenas. So a confluence of factors are coming together to make the United States a laughingstock. Biden, for all of his flaws, I mean, listen, I loved Biden. He had a great presidency and he achieved a lot domestically and he pulled NATO together. I do have some complaints about his appointment of Merrick Garland. His immigration policy could have been better. He made some mistakes that kind of paved the way for Donald Trump. But what he did do amazingly was pull together a coalition of like-minded countries that love democracy and strengthen NATO. Finland joined NATO. Other countries joined NATO while Biden was the president. And even though he was a little bit sleepy, he had a steady hand and he represented the United States very well. Donald Trump has placed tariffs on every single NATO country, every single NATO ally, even most non-NATO allies, every country except Russia. He has ruined our standing on the global stage. And while all of this is happening, Pete Hegseth is supposed to be representing our quote-unquote Department of War. Well, Pete Hegseth is getting kicked out of the most important rooms while the United States' image just tanks on the world stage. Before we even dig in to this article that's titled, Pete Hegseth is a no-show in Ukraine, that suits the White House just fine, I want to show you this video that came out earlier this morning of Mark Carney, the current Prime Minister of Canada, explaining how the relationship with the United States is currently beyond repair. It seems like under this current administration, there is no way this partnership will ever be the same again. This ties into our image on the world stage just being killed. Like, who's going to help us? Is Pete Hegseth going to make sure that our relationship is back to normal? Let's take a listen to this clip.
This is an important day for Canada's workers. Look, we know the world's changing. We know that this decades-long process of our ever closer economic relationship between Canada and the United States has ended, and as a consequence of that, many of our strengths have become our vulnerabilities, particularly in those industries that are most tightly integrated with the United States. Headline, last year, 75% of our exports went to the U.S. 90% of our lumber exports went to the U.S. 90% of our aluminum exports went to the United States. 90% of our steel exports went there, all bound for a single market that has changed. Overall, for the Canadian economy, we estimate that U.S. tariffs and the uncertainty that they're creating will cost Canadians around 1.8% of GDP. That's about $50 billion lost from our economy, or the equivalent of $1,300 for every Canadian. And this is happening fast. It's a rupture, which means that our economic strategy needs to change dramatically and rapidly. And that change is in Budget 2025, our plan to confront these challenges and emerge even stronger, to move our economy from reliance to resilience.
I know this emotional appeal has been done a lot, but Canada was there for us after 9/11. They responded after 9/11 and helped the United States. They've been there for us time and time again, but even beyond that emotional appeal, if you want to make a logical appeal, trade with our next door neighbor is mutually beneficial for both countries. It's mutually beneficial for humanity, for human dignity. If you want the best technology, the best medicine, the best food, the lowest prices, then we trade with our next door neighbors and we use our strengths to combine. We don't alienate them. Mark Carney is doing a great job of keeping a steady hand in this moment while Donald Trump is whipping a chainsaw around hitting all of our allies, like Canada. He hasn't posted anything on this Thanksgiving Day. Usually he makes a long deranged post saying Happy Thanksgiving to everybody except the radical left lunatics, just hugely divisive. Maybe he's out there scolding Pete Hegseth. This reads, the defense secretary has carved out an unorthodox political niche that has helped insulate him from criticism inside the administration, at least for now. Pete Hegseth is quite literally being shunned from the big boy discussions. I'm not joking. It's like he is being put at the kids' table at Thanksgiving. This says, one key figure is missing from the pack of top national security officials crisscrossing the globe to achieve a Ukraine peace deal. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, quite literally just not included. He is not included in the big boy talks. But that's fine with the White House, which is happy with his culture war attacks, made-for-TV images, rallying the troops, and online trolling of MAGA enemies. Wow, so funny. He spends time calling Mark Kelly a traitor who needs to be recalled and put in front of a military tribunal, but he can't actually solve any substantive issues, like the Ukraine war, that is eventually going to hurt U.S. troops stationed in Eastern Europe. Quote, the defense secretary has stayed silent on the surprising role of his subordinate, Army Secretary Dan Driscoll. Remember this character. He is a player that is going to be big. This guy recently catapulted into the spotlight by leading surprise negotiations with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv and Russian advisors in Abu Dhabi. It's highly unusual for somebody beneath Pete Hegseth to skip ahead of him and go help with high-level negotiations, but Pete is literally being shunned. To continue, Hegseth, instead, has been stirring support from Donald Trump's base for authorizing an investigation into Senator Mark Kelly, a former Navy captain. I mean, I guess you could argue that this is a political strategy from the administration, having players behind the scenes in the shadows going to do these negotiations while Pete Hegseth kind of stirs up culture war drama, but it's obviously not working because Donald Trump's approval rating in the toilet. Pete Hegseth's approval rating, honestly, probably lower. I haven't checked it in a bit, but it was low for a bit there. Quote, the president expects Pete to rule out DEI at the Pentagon. This is just crazy. The Pentagon leader, a former Fox News host who seems more at home railing against diversity programs than leading diplomatic consultations, has carved out an unorthodox political niche. This is where Tommy Vitor says, Politico describes Pete Hegseth as a partisan hack who doesn't understand policy and has been cucked by his subordinate. Quite literally, Pete Hegseth is sitting there while the person beneath him operates at a higher level, and he just takes it. The defense secretary position is traditionally not an overtly partisan role, especially since the person works with a military that has taken an oath to stay apolitical, but Hegseth has no problem rallying the troops to boo Democrats, to boo Obama, to tarnish the image of great Democrats who have served our nation. Mark Kelly and Alyssa Slotkin have both served in different roles but have served our nation, and he is rallying the troops against them just because they're Democrats. I want to once again sound that same alarm that I sound all the time on this channel. They do not want the opposition party to exist. When Donald Trump stands in front of our military, when Pete Hegseth stands in front of our military and rallies them against the Democrats, when they are attacking Act Blue, which is our funding mechanisms, when they say the Democrats are gnats who need to be taken care of in front of the military, when Donald Trump calls for the hanging of any Democrats who dissent on illegal orders, they do not want the Democratic Party to exist. But I mean, they describe in Politico Pete Hegseth, again, as an overtly partisan hack. They say the defense secretary is traditionally not an overtly partisan role, but Hegseth has been different, has been markedly different from his predecessors in the way he's politicized the office. He's antagonized Democratic lawmakers on social media, huddled with conservative activists such as Laura Loomer in his office, and stacked a new hand-picked Pentagon press corps with far-right conspiracy websites. Like, you know, man, sometimes I send out a vaguely edgy tweet, and I wonder if this is too far, and if I'm going to start losing roles or interviews with Democratic politicians or spots on the news, but I realize P- Pete Hegseth was plucked off of Fox News mid-alcoholic bender, placed into the Secretary of Defense position. I keep wanting to call it Secretary of War just because of how effing silly it is, but he was placed into the Secretary of Defense position, and now he's talking to Laura Loomer, a Jewish person who's also weirdly conspiratorial against Jews, who has made up conspiracies about 9/11, who has said some heinous, heinous stuff about Muslims, about anybody who is brown, about Mexicans. She's talked about Kamala making the White House smell like curry. Quote unquote, making the White House smell like curry. Those are her words. Just an open racist, and she's just hanging out. So the point is, I'm good if I tweet something a little bit edgy about how Kristi Noem looks different or whatever the hell. I don't know. I quote, "It's all about projecting an image of strength," said a former Pentagon official who, like others interviewed, was granted anonymity to discuss a sensitive topic. You don't project strength, Pete Hegseth. Is that what they think it is? A projection of strength? It's pretty embarrassing whenever he gets in front of the camera. I'm going to leave it there. My dogs are getting excited. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. If you made it this far in the video, comment some blue hearts and double check to make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed. I'll see you all in the next video. Peace out.